But in all things, we commend ourselves. We cause something to be known by action as ministers of God. In other words, it's how you live. It's a part of your life. I come here, I'm a little bit different here. I speak louder. I project. I try to get eye contact all around. The rest of my ministry doesn't look like this. I had a radio ministry once. There were no eyeballs. And I had no idea how many people were listening. I was always surprised that anybody did. I go to work, that's a ministry area for me. I know it's, you know, separation of church and state. I know that. But I go, and God does these weird things with usually one person. Usually once. And usually very short term. But I cause something to be known by action. See, I live for Jesus. And they're able to tell that. I'm an ambassador. And that means I can't tell them that it's okay because Lori and I do it. We have a really good family. We have a great marriage. I just want you to know, it's really great. I'm not putting it down. But that's not what I present as a part of my ministry. Now, obviously, if that's not there, it says something really loud, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. But I don't love my wife so I can love the church better. Do you understand? The church is not my mistress. I have a wife. I don't need a mistress. Now, in ministry, and anybody who is serving in any kind of public ministry can tell you that the biggest conflict you have is in keeping things right order-wise with the stuff that is of God's and the stuff that is of life. I have something to tell you. You're all ministers. So this word is not just for pastors. It's so neat to look back at Kelly. She's smiling at me. She knows. She knows. We're not making this up, are we, Kelly? No. But see, when we see ourselves as ministers of God, sometimes we want to throw everybody else either behind us or under the bus and go do something. That is not what Jesus is calling you to do. He is calling you to minister first to your spouse. First. She's more important. Now, I hope you're not offended by that. But see, if our marriage isn't working, my ministry to you is going to stink. It's going to stink. Because you're going to go, gee, thanks. And then we got the leftovers. And they're not very good leftovers. It's harder with kids. You know why? Because kids are very demanding, and they're only there for a while. And then they have their own life, and they go and live. You're typically there with your spouse. You don't want to look at your spouse the day that your kids move out and say, who are you? You don't want that to happen. Now, I want you to see something here. These three things, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything. No offense in anything. Do I need to say it again? No offense in anything. That our ministry may not be blamed. That's an odd statement because we usually don't see it that way, do we? But in all things, we commend ourselves. We cause something to be known by action as ministers of God. Now, here's the thing I saw. I thought this was the coolest deal. And it all happened because I bulleted this thing. Now, in case you want to know, bullets in this case are not something you shoot. Bullets in this case are little marks in front of words. You have those in your notes. And I want you to see something. Every one of these things starts with the word in this first little section. So, in situations, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes. By the way, that's not wearing pajamas. That's a result of being whipped. In imprisonments, in tumults. A tumult is a riot and you're at the middle of it. In labors, in sleeplessness, and in fastings. But this word is not the one about, like we talked about earlier, and we all prayed, and we're going to fast and pray for the first 21 days of the year. That's not the same word. This word means not by choice. It's because you don't have food. But in all those things, we commend ourselves. We cause something to be known by action as ministers of God. Second grouping. I called it by faith and character. You can call it what you will. But it starts with the word by. I was just intrigued. By. by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit. That's pretty legit. By sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. So you've got this faith and character thing, all of which, refer up to the top, in all things we commend ourselves. Are you able to commend yourselves in these things that start with by? And if that's not so bad, then we get the as's. There's not as many of those. There's seven of those. I called it as accused and yet faithful people. Because here it is, as deceivers and yet true. You get no extra points for being a deceiver and you're just a deceiver, okay? That doesn't count for anything. As unknown and yet well known. Anybody ever feel like nobody notices you? It's not true. As dying and behold we live. It's an odd statement. As chastened and yet not killed. Chastening is basically being punished or being disciplined, depending on your take and what you're looking at. But the way this reads, this is not the type of chastening that necessarily somebody gives you because you're loved. That's the kind God gives you. That's not necessarily what this means. Yet not killed. We are all familiar with the funny line, you know, I could just half kill you, and you wonder what that means. But yet we see here, as dying, behold, we live, as chastened, yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich. This didn't come out of somebody's bank account. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things, because in all things we commend ourselves, we cause something to be known by action as ministers of God. See, all these things, we look at those and we go, yeah, that's really nice. But there's a problem if you don't see yourself as a minister of God. Now you say, well, I'm not all that. I mean, I don't like being in front of people. I don't like doing that. Nobody asked you to. You don't have to. Your ministry may be very, very, very subdued in the back. Some of you knew my dad. And my dad was one of the, he loved being a backup musician. He hated being the front line. They actually have terms for it there. Isn't that right? Now, most of us are familiar with the term backup musician because, or backup singer especially, because we've heard of stars, we have different people we like. But that world has its own set of language and its own definitions. So to be a frontline person means you want to talk to the crowd, but to be a backline person means you don't do any of that. Now, you may make plenty of talking. You may make smart remarks. Isn't that right, Ryan? We heard a few of those. But talk to the people? No. Your ministry may not look like the person next to you, but that's okay. It's the ministry he's given you. That's okay. See, it might be like this. Take a look at this. What you do matters.
Thank you.
each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others. Now, the thing that's weird here, I'm going to jump backwards just a little bit, because obviously each one of these can and should be done in your individual life. You know, all that stuff I read, all the ins, all the buys, all the ats, that's individual life stuff. And being a minister is not something that only happens in church. In fact, I would suggest to you that ministering in church is an awesome thing. It's a great thing, but it's not complete. A lot of times you'll find that you have a ministry both inside and outside. But if your ministry is to children and teaching them God's word, it's probably not going to happen at work unless you work in a daycare. There's other things like that. So though these things should be done in your individual life, they don't have to be done as a group or in a church setting, but you have to ask yourself a question. What would church be like if you lived in situations and by faith and character and as an accused and yet faithful person? See? And so you look at that and you go, serve. See, serving others is the natural outgrowth of loving God and growing in Him when you're healthy in life and understanding. Remember, we started talking about healing. This is where this ties in. Because some of you are not great at following me when I loop this back, so I'm going to kind of point it out to you. Serving others is the natural outgrowth of loving God and growing in Him when you're healthy. When you're healthy. When you're healthy in life and understanding. You see, we get poisonous ideas. I talked about those. We get poisonous ideas about God. We get poisonous ideas about what it is to be a Christian. And worst of all, perhaps, we get poisonous ideas about what a ministry is. And we tend to think it's the other person. Or maybe it's, you know, Ted. He has a ministry. Yeah, but no more than yours. No more than yours. Serving others is the natural outgrowth of loving God and growing Him. You see, in the Scriptures, you get into different books of the Bible, and different ones have different emphases. In the New Testament, we have just about the entirety of the New Testament talking about faith. If you look at Galatians, oh my gosh, this is a faith book. It's a faith letter. Then you get into James. He's talking about works. Hey, show me your works. Show me your works. And we go, yep, see, James, he was just messed up. In fact, Martin Luther felt that James shouldn't be in the Bible because it didn't line up with the grace message, which was such a big thing in the Reformation. But it really takes both. Why? Because, see, when we are going to be commended, being commended means doing the stuff. The interesting thing about that word is I don't see anybody else that's involved in that commending. Do you? What I see instead is we're supposed to commend ourselves. And notice that we do the thing, not just that we're getting affirmation from somebody else. So I want you to think about these things. This is a great way to come in to the new year. What are those things? The ins and the buys and the as's. What would it be like in your life if you lived in situations as a minister of the gospel? What would it be like if you lived by faith and character as a minister of the gospel? What would it be like if you lived as an accused person and yet a faithful person? As a minister of His gospel. It's really important. There perhaps is no more important message I could give you and no better way to prepare you for the new year. But you're going to find the answer to all of these things is in serving others. Because if you're not serving others, you're like a cloud without water. That's from James, by the way. He's really intent upon things having some feet to them. But he's not against faith. If you catch that from James, you're reading the wrong way. But so often what we do is we're content to have a name that we're alive and yet we're dead. We're content to live in a very narrow little bit of what God has. And our message, our ambassadorship becomes stunted, and it becomes a single, monolithic type of message sometimes way out of balance compared to something else. You may have known people like that. I bet you did. I mean, you don't have to go very far before you find a person who will talk about how wonderful their life is because they do this. And it's one aspect, only one, but one aspect of the gospel. And because of that, they are okay. I'm encouraging you to do something quite different. I want you, number one, to admit you don't have it all together. Be like me. Be like Paul. And then, with that, be willing to do everything that God tells you to do, even when you're not the best at it. Because it's only through that that you're going to grow. I want you to remember to fast and pray during the first 21 years. Might feel like that. Might feel like that. Was that a Freudian slip? I don't know. First 21 days of 2019. That would be days, not years. If you pray and it feels like years, you're probably not gifted in that particular area. But we do want to fast and pray as we come into this first part of this year. What are we praying for? What are we fasting for? To see Jesus as the healer manifested in our community and in our nation and in our world. We could sure use it, right? Amen. Enough said. So if there's enough said, I guess that's all we'll say. Pray with me, won't you? Lord, we thank you so much that you're here, and we thank you for those that are here today and they're going, man, you're talking about God, but I don't even know if there is a God. We're glad you're here. You're in the right place. If you're here and you've made a commitment to Jesus Christ in your life, and it's like, I don't know what to do with this. I did it. It feels like fire insurance, but it's better than nothing. It is better than nothing, but it is not as good as what he has for you. And he's calling you to be his minister, not somebody else's, not following a pattern, to be his. And that starts with being an ambassador of his kingdom. You need to deliver the message of God, and that is the message of reconciliation. If you want to grow in him, that's exactly where it usually comes down to, is understanding that it's not your sinfulness or the lack thereof that is the issue anymore. It's obedience. If you're going to lead people, you're going to lead them into the requirements or the commandments of Jesus Christ, which is that you come to know him and that you obey him. You just do what he says. That's where we want to be. Lord, may it be to us according to your word this day. May you show us exactly what it is you have for us, and may we live in the middle of your perfect peace in that way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.